Let us now discuss how to implement the simulated tampering. As we said, configuration space contains X and I, so we must update both of them. So let's imagine that we do a Metropolis simulation. So we have to update X and to update I. The update of X is simple. So we propose a new Y. So we propose a transformation from X to Y with some given proposal matrix P0XY. And then we accept the move with the probability, which is the minimum of 1 RXY, where RXY is computed as usual. So we should consider the probability of the new configuration, so pi, capital pi, y, I, times the proposal matrix, divided by the probability of the old configuration, times the proposal matrix. Then we insert the definitions for the capital pi, and we see that we get the usual canonical factor, which is e to minus beta I, the energy difference, times the ratio of the proposal matrices. In most of the cases, the proposal matrices are symmetric and that cancel. So we see this is exactly the same R that we obtain in a standard canonical simulation, essentially because capital pi is the canonical probability apart from the normalization, apart from the 1 over z pi. But z pi doesn't count in the Metropolis algorithm because it cancels between numerator and denominator. So here the acceptance is the same as in the canonical case. There is really no difference. So whenever we do simulated tampering simulations, the update of X doesn't require any change of the code. You just use the code that is used for a canonical simulation. The other quantity that we should consider is the index, the temperature in the jargon. So we have to change the temperature of the system. And this is done keeping the configuration fixed and changing I. Typically, one proposes moves I, which goes to I plus 1 or I minus 1, because if you propose changes from I to a distant temperature, since the configuration that you are presently considering is a typical configuration for temperature beta I, if you take a temperature which is very different from beta I, you will not accept the move for a very simple reason that the configuration that you have, the X configuration that you have, is not a typical configuration for temperature beta J. So you never go from I to J with J very much different from I. So typically one proposes moves I into I plus or minus 1. And so we have to devise an algorithm for that, and we have already discussed this algorithm. So the proposal is written here. We discussed in the case in which R, capital R, was 5 for 5 temperatures, but it's trivial to generalize to generic R. So if I is not 1, we propose a movement I plus 1 with probability 1 half. And again, if I is not R, we propose a move I minus 1 with probability 1 half. Instead of the boundaries, if we are in 1, we want to go to 2 with probability 1. And if we are on the other boundary, I equal capital R, we want to go to R minus 1 with probability 1. This transition probability, this proposal probability, is not symmetric. This is important. And so when we compute the acceptance metric, we get something in which also contains the proposal matrix. Okay, except the proposal matrix, and then it's easy to compute the acceptance, which is the minimum of 1, and the matrix R. This algorithm we have already discussed in detail, so I don't want to discuss it again. And so check lesson 8, where we also discussed a different, less efficient updating method in which the proposal matrix was symmetric. The full algorithm is obtained by mixing updates of x and updates of y, of I, and the relative frequency of these two moves is a free parameter of the algorithm that you should optimize to achieve the smallest errors. Whenever one writes a simulated tempering algorithm, a good idea is to compute the transition frequencies, so the acceptance of the moves I plus or minus 1. In general, one would like to have this acceptance ratios to be of the order of some numbers that vary between 0.2 and 0.5. If you observe transition frequencies which are larger than 0.5, this typically means that the number of temperature is too much. You are using too many temperature there. They are really too many. And so you can decrease the number of temperatures. On the other hand, if you get numbers which are below 0.2, there are two possible reasons. Either the beta i's are not enough. They overlap, the energy distributions do not overlap enough. Or the second possibility is that the alpha i's are not optimized. And so you should review these two parameters, the beta i's and the alpha i's, if the transition frequencies are less than 0.2. Finally, one important thing is that you have to check at the end of your simulation that all systems are approximately visited with a similar frequency. So you want to fix all the parameters in such a way that the time that you have spent at temperature beta 1 is essentially the same that you have spent at temperature beta r. This is another important parameter that you should check in your simulation.